Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is John chapter 15, verses 26 through chapter 16, verse 4. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God, and they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Has their hour come? Has their hour come when they will keep us out of our churches? When they will try to do us harm for what we believe and confess? When they will close down our business if we practice our faith and hold to God's commands? When they will try to destroy our livelihoods for preaching repentance and forgiveness, and assassinate our characters for proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life? Has their hour come when they will put us out of the synagogues, and when whoever kills us thinks they are offering service to God? Many in these dark days of isolation and exile have felt the despair, thinking that the world's time has come, and that surely Christ has left us in the midst of pandemic. The world left to rage against us, because they know not the Father nor his Son. Where is your Savior now? They ask. Yes, Christ has ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father, and yet he has promised to send to you from the Father the Helper and Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father and bears witness to the Son. In the Holy Trinity, we see the very mission of God, the Father sending the Son sending his Spirit, the Spirit leading us to the Son, who draws us back to our Father. The Spirit bears witness about Christ, and that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us, but rather he is our hope, our comfort, our salvation. And yet, when the hour comes, we too are called to bear witness to those who do not know the Father or the Son, the Spirit of truth giving us the very words to confess. And yet, what is it that we confess when we bear witness? To be sure, our words testify against us. We speak all manner of false doctrine, whether it is to make accommodations to please the world or justifications that we might hate it. Yes, our testimony is too often filled with words of anger and fear and division as we selfishly tear others down. Not words that call to repentance in the hopes of turning back for forgiveness. No, we daily invent new phrases to stereotype and codify the hatred in our hearts for this person or that person who I am systematically being programmed to despise. And Satan knows. Satan knows that there is only one place that could unite humanity: black, brown, white, rich, poor, red, blue, city, country, north, south, east, west. Satan knows where the Prince of Peace comes, and his Spirit unites us in baptism and makes us one in communion. It is why he wants to drive us from the synagogues and convince those who do not know the Son that they are serving God by killing those who bear Christ's name. Satan will attack Christ's bride. He will assault Christ's body. hurling insults and slander, mocking and jeering and spitting with shouts of crucify in the hopes that we would fall away. But oh, those words of the crucified one who bore the cross for us all. Not the words of wrath and condemnation and dereliction that we deserve for every sinful word that has come from our mouths. He speaks not vengeance, not revenge, not prejudice, not fear. He speaks words of forgiveness, of unity, of mercy, of salvation, and eternal life. And he gives us these words through his Spirit to speak to the world. The earth shook on Good Friday as it has been shaken for those who have a foundation of sand, and their pillars have been rocked. So as the world lives in fear of a disease that would take their last breath, we preach a Savior who labored to breathe, as the breath was taken from him on a cross. And with his last breath, breathed words of forgiveness and eternal life. And on the third day he rose again, because heaven and earth may pass away, but not the words of Christ that endure forever. So fear not. The word of God is still at work. Even if we find ourselves on the brink of madness, remember that Christ told us that this was to come, that we might not fall away when the hour comes, but that we would be bold confessors to the end. The world might put us out of our synagogues, and even if they were to take our lives as if offering a service to God, we know that we are not alone. Even in quarantine, even in isolation, Christ is with us. He has sent his Spirit to dwell in us and to join us together, to gather as one, to proclaim as one, to sing praises as one voice to the Lord of life, who conquered death and vanquished the tomb. We will not fall away from fear. Fear of the world, or fear of a deadly virus, or any other calamity. For Christ has given us his peace, his hope, his comfort, that is everlasting to everlasting. We will not fear, even when the hour draws near, because the Helper has come and will lead us to our rock and our salvation, that we might take refuge in him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who will be with you always, even to the end of the age. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Micah and Britt Odemba, who serve the Lord in Kenya. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.